we go to the KSRO live line. That's where CAL FIRE Division Chief Ben Nichols is. And Chief Nichols, good to have you with us.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Describe what a dangerous rate of spread means.
A dangerous rate of spread is the second highest rate of spread that we can have on a fire, basically moving at the pace that a human would walk, creating a very difficult containment situation for us. So the fire front is has bumped into Silverado Trail on the west side of the fire. However, the two flanks and now what has become the head up above the Bell Canyon Reservoir is burning up towards the community of Anglin and continuing north up the valley towards Calistoga, which is creating suppression issues for our personnel on the lines.
And explain, if you can, Chief, the topography, the area in which this fire is burning. Is it in the mountains, in the valley, or both?
Yeah, it's in some real serious steep country. The toe of the slope where it's hit Silverado Trail is the valley floor. But it's just on the south side of the Palisades for those that are familiar with that. And it's a very rocky, steep piece of country in between Calistoga and Anglin. So our bulldozers are having a hard time pushing those lines around those rock outcroppings and constructing contiguous line around the fire's edge. So the thing we have going for us is that with the late night start, we only had a couple hours of darkness before we could get aircraft on it today. And we are being aggressively supported by both fixed wing and rotary wing aircraft as we work to contain this fire.
Very good, and obviously a dangerous situation. And Chief Nichols, we have heard reports about some civilian injuries with regard to the glass fire. Can you confirm that?
I know that there are injuries, but that's all I have at this point in time.
Okay.
We're still working on the details on that.
And, of course, we'll be watching this fire throughout the course of the day and days. Talk about the Napa County, Sonoma County line. How concerned should we be on this side of things?
At this point, as long as the fire stays on the east side of Silverado Trail, which is where it currently is at, it would have to come across the valley floor and transition to the west side of the Napa Valley before Sonoma County would be at risk. So right now, it's looking good for Sonoma County, but obviously we have the next wave of wind coming in later today, and that gives us concern that the winds will be back on it. Currently here at our headquarters, just north of Santa Elena, in the valley floor, not a lot of wind, but that'll change as the day progresses.
And we've got the red flag warning, which is up until 9 o'clock tomorrow night, Chief. What periods of time are you most concerned about with regard to the wind?
Overnight tonight is that next push, and okay, was forecasted to be the stronger push, and with a true east wind on it versus the northeast wind that we had last night. So we're very, very concerned about that, and we're working as hard and as fast as we can to get the fire over here contained before the winds come in tonight. But there's an awful lot of heat and a lot of heavy material. There's a heavy timber component on this fire, similar to the wall bridge in the lower elevation. So there will still be heat in the fire when the next wave of wind comes in tonight. So
yeah,
our crews are working as hard as they can to make sure that we contain this fire and then keep the fire within the lines that we've established.
Very good, Chief Nichols. Appreciate you jumping in with us this afternoon during very, very busy conditions. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure. Take care.
That is CAL FIRE Division Chief Ben Nichols.